This is Northwest Public Broadcasting. I'm Mary Ellen Pitney. Thank you for tuning in. One of North America's most common amphibians is actually endangered in Washington. And now a team is hand-raising the frogs to give them a leg up. Lauren Gallup takes us to their home for now in Eatonville.
It's breakfast time at Northwest Trek, and assistant curator Dave Meadows has a lot of hungry mouths to feed. 300 northern leopard frogs are ready for their daily diet of crickets.
So today we are looking at our fully developed, fully metamorphosed northern leopard frogs.
The frogs are skittish around humans. They wait until Meadows steps back from the tank they're swimming in. Then, once he's at a safe distance, they descend on their feast, just like they would in the wild. The frogs are part of a joint conservation effort to restore the species. They've been endangered in Washington since 1999.
The aim of this project is to captive raise northern leopard frogs for release into their native habitat over in central Washington. And so this head starting program gives them a better chance to make it to adulthood and help increase the wild frog population.
These frogs were born in the wild. Fish and wildlife staff captured them and brought them to Northwest Trek.
And we set them in what we call a floating net pen. And all the egg masses are in these, you know, say 5 or 6 pens floating on one of these large tanks. And we care for them through their hatching period. And then once they're big enough, we move them from the net pens and they are free swimming in these large 300-gallon tanks. And then over the period of the next month or 2 months, they will go through the metamorphosis, meaning they're changing from little tadpoles to full-fledged frogs.
The species' homelands extend across much of the Western Hemisphere, from Canada to the West and even as far as New England. But since the 1950s, many of the frogs in the wild have died. Lindsay Nason is a northern leopard frog biologist for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. She says land development and changes in water flow because of dams and irrigation have harmed the frogs' habitat.
There's basically a lot of human impact on the landscape in terms of where there even is habitat left for these frogs to live.
There's also an invasive species preying on the frogs, American bullfrogs.
So basically they're eating and taking resources and space from our native amphibians that are supposed to be here in the Northwest.
In Washington, northern leopard frogs are now only found in the Potholes Reservoir area, just outside of Moses Lake.
We're down to just a breeding population of a couple hundred individuals at literally one location. That's it. That's all we have left.
That's why this conservation project started in 2019. Mark Heinzman is zoological curator at Northwest Trek.
So overall, this is really just kind of making sure that we're increasing the likelihood about as high as we can that as many frogs as possible will survive into adulthood and hopefully help the population continue to grow in the wild into the future.
In August, biologists will weigh and measure the frogs. They'll also put tracking identifiers on them. Then the frogs will be released back into the wild in the Columbia Wildlife Refuge. And these 300 frogs could make a big difference. One female could be responsible for another 5,000 to 6,000 frogs in her short lifetime, typically just 2 to 4 years. For NWPB, I'm Lauren Gallup.